Shorty hips is hypnotic. She moves to so erotic. Watch, I'm the
man. I'll tell you what, the two-time MVP looking the part. Here comes the four-time MVP the other way, but LeBron couldn't finish. Outlet feed from Middleton, and then a pass up top from Allen to Giannis, who thumps it down on the alley-oop. Oh, fireworks downtown LA.
Well, that audio was courtesy of the Bucks Radio Network. Dave Kane, the play-by-play voice for the Milwaukee Bucks here on WKTY and across the state of Wisconsin. You know, that was back when the Lakers got thumped, as you correctly pointed out there, Dave, by the world champion Bucks. Giannis put up 44 points. Last night, Giannis just decides 44 wasn't nearly enough. I've got to put up 50 and go with 14 rebounds to help this Bucks team get a 128-119 victory. Dave, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you on.
Great to be with you, Dave. Yeah, it turns out having Giannis in this fold makes a little bit of a difference. We saw what they looked like the night before, and man, it was a completely different experience last night with the two-time MVP out there.
You know, Dave, it really was, and I'm glad that you're opening up with that, because we had a lot of concerned Bucks fans text me on, yesterday morning talking about the Bucks loss to Portland. And, you know, listen, you never want to lose a game, and I'd watch the game, listen to the game, of course. My big takeaway was that Serge played 31 minutes, but you spent so many years in college basketball. You and I talking off air said, college basketball, much different than the pros. In college, Dave, every game means so much. In the NBA, you do have these, I wouldn't say games where the guys don't try, but you have games which are so much less impactful for a squad, especially like the Bucks, where maybe the effort isn't exactly what it would be against a top-tier team.
Well, it's a marathon. I mean, that's the reality. 82 games is a lot of basketball. And, you know, it's a challenge to say, I mean, it's not as though they're not trying, because they are, but in terms of being completely locked in, I just think it's a challenge. And not only that, you have the other part of it is that there are games where guys, and I'm not saying that Giannis was resting that game, because it's kind of discouraged by the league to say a guy's resting. But look, here's a guy who is bad. You watch the way he plays and how he puts himself through the rigor. He plays with such a degree of physicality and attacking inside. You saw him last night diving for a loose ball against the, you know, this is on the second of a back-to-back against the Indiana Pacers in game 58, but he's diving along the baseline to keep the ball alive. I mean, how many guys in that role are diving and leaving skid marks from, you know, floor burn on the floor for a loose ball in the second quarter of game number 58? I mean, it's just, you don't see it very often, and Giannis is just so exceptional on so many levels, but sometimes when, you know, he's not there. And the other part of it, I think you have to mention for the Bucks right now, is the fact that this is a team that played last night with only 8 available full contract players.
Right, right.
Because of everything that's going, you've got 3 roster spots that are open. We can get into that later too, but it's just a unique situation. But the other thing that is just so unique is Giannis himself. I mean, what he does, you had that highlight from the Los Angeles game. Not only is he putting up big points, but he's doing it in an efficient manner this year, which has got to be really scary for the opposition when you see him putting up not only 50 points, but he hit 17 of 21 shots to get there. You know, it's just, and oh, by the way, he made 14 consecutive free throws last night.
Right, right. Dave, Giannis, with those 21 shots last night, has become the fourth. I mean, he scored 50 with the fourth fewest shots in league history. You know, adding in those 14 rebounds on over 80% shooting, he's in a really select class with just Wilt Chamberlain and Karl Malone, Dave, as guys that have scored 50 with 10 boards and basically not missed for the entire night. The efficiency that he plays with, as you've mentioned, has got to be more than scary. It's got to be downright terrifying. Now, I've been talking about the development of Giannis and his three-point and his mid-range game this season, Dave. The free throws, I felt, were much more mental than they were, structural, because he wasn't a bad free throw shooter when he started. He had a little bit of a blip last year, which was quite pronounced in the public eye. But I look at his free throws, or his mid-range game, Dave, and his three-point game, which, again, he doesn't take too many threes. Last night, 2 for 3. But that mid-range turnaround jumper, I was listening to you on the call, which he actually got an and one on. I mean, those are the kinds of plays, Dave, that if Giannis consistently makes, he will absolutely be unguardable for now into the foreseeable future. I'd give him another 5 or 6 years where you won't be able to guard this guy at all. There will be nothing to do to stop him.
Yeah, except send your entire team here.
Well, right,
play.
Yeah.
and then your problem is you'll pass right out of it, because that's the part of his game that I think oftentimes goes understated. And you mentioned the development of the shot. It's definitely happening. He was 8 of 12 those first three games on the West Coast trip from three-point range. And, you know, yeah, he's going to have some games where he puts up the 0 for 5. It's never he's never going to be Reggie Miller. But he is a guy, if he can shoot it well enough that you have to worry about it, that's all you're asking. Because to your point, how do you defend someone in that spot? It's pick your poison. If you come out on him, he's just going to charge right through you with the sheer athleticism and size that he has and feel. But then if you crowd him with two or three guys, his ability to find an open teammate is remarkable. I thought it was really interesting a couple weeks ago when people were asking him a little bit about his passing ability. And he said, you know, have you developed your passing? He said, you know, passing has been something that's always come naturally to me all the way back to my days as a youngster, even playing soccer, went back over in Europe. He said, that's something I just always kind of had a knack for. So it's been some of the other things I've had to work on even more, but passing has been sort of more of an instinctive thing for me. But you know, there's just so many things you can talk about. He is the most complete player in the NBA, in my opinion. You know, you can talk about the MVP race and say, you know, Nikola Jokic is the front runner all you like. And yes, Nikola Jokic does some amazing things that we have never seen from a big man before. But one thing Nikola Jokic does not do that Giannis does is defend. That's a huge part of the game, and it's the most undervalued part of the game from a basketball consumption standpoint, I think, in the league today. I mean, Drew Holiday is a perfect example. I mean, this is a guy who's played in one All-Star game in his career, which just seems almost like a sin. But how he impacts the game on both sides of the floor is remarkable, too. But you don't always get that full sense of appreciation because some of those defensive exploits go unnoticed and are not trackable by statistics. So, you know, he's the full package.
You know, and as we're talking with Dave Kane, Bucks radio play-by-play voice, I'm just, you know, I'm reminded, Dave, of when Giannis won his second MVP and also won the Defensive Player of the Year award with that, right? So he became one of three players to ever do that in the same season, Hakeem Olajuwon and Michael Jordan being the other two. I mean, Dave, for me, defense and, you know, how the team plays defense has always been a lot more important, especially when the postseason approaches, because we know the game, it shrinks into a half-court game and defense becomes even more paramount. Yeah, I think that Giannis's defensive acumen and how he impacts the game, not just blocking shots, but even following through on plays and not letting guys get and ones, right? You won't see that in a statistic, right? He's not counted with a block, but there were a couple of times last night, Dave, where he didn't quit on the play. He plays through the whistle. And to your open question, sort of like, who plays like this at this level? There have only been a handful of guys. And you know what? They have been the all-time greats. Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. This isn't a for everybody thing, diving on the ground when you're, you know, in game 58 of an 82-game season with the All-Star break coming up this weekend, Dave. Giannis is just cut from a different cloth, and I've talked about this for many years, though. We are so lucky in the state of Wisconsin to be able to enjoy this guy for as long as he decides to play. Now, Dave, I'd like to get you to weigh in this morning on something that we've been really excited about here in Western Wisconsin, and that is the addition for the Milwaukee Bucks of Serge Ibaka. Now, Dante DiVincenzo was a guy that I really liked, and I thought that he was a good player for this team. He was already somebody the Bucks had tried to move to Sacramento to get Bogdanovich. That fell through, but he was the central piece of the trade that brought back Ibaka. Now, Ibaka in two games, you know, I know the Bucks are just 1-1, has been awesome. He played 24 minutes last night, 9.7 boards, and started to get some good chemistry, I thought, with Giannis. But, you know, the addition of Ibaka, to me, shores up the middle, which, Dave, when we had you on last, we were talking about DeMarcus Cousins and possibly him staying a member of this Bucks team. You know, Milwaukee went in a different direction. Do you think that Serge Ibaka, Dave, does for the Bucks what they were looking for in a big man? That is rim protection, rebounding, and I suppose adding an element of toughness that perhaps P.J. Tucker sort of took with him to Miami this offseason.
Yeah, I think all those things you said, but I think the key word when it comes to Ibaka is versatility, his ability to do a lot of different things. And it's not only on defense. He's a guy who can step out and stretch a defense a little bit with a shot, too. And we saw him hit his first three-pointer last night. So it'll be interesting to watch that develop. But, yeah, I mean, I think he fits this team's culture. He fits this team the way they play. Now, you know, you hope he can stay healthy. But to see him and Giannis out there together, and God willing, Brooke Lopez, defensively, you've got yourself a pretty good three-headed monster there. On that side of the floor. And, you know, I think for Ibaka, in terms of that signing, too, the thinking was, you know, there was a potential for the Bucks to go chase a guard in terms of the trade market. Mm-hmm. But I think the feeling was that maybe in the buyout market, you may have more options with guard play than you do forward. So there's where you go try to get Ibaka right now, and then you hope that maybe you can deal with some of the guard play in the buyout market. And I know there are a number of names out there, and you know, guys that fans are excited to potentially see the Bucks get, whether it's Dragic or Bembry. We'll watch it all play out. But I think there are going to be some good opportunities potentially for the Bucks, because you know, you're in such an enviable position as defending champs. You're a desired landing spot for guys that are chasing rings.
You know, Dave,
and you have an owner that's willing to chase it too, and put the investment in there. So it's a win now mentality that the Bucks bring.
And sorry to cut you off, but Dave, you know, you were talking about the Bucks being an enviable position. This was not the case when I first moved to Wisconsin 5 years ago. That was not looked at as the case, right? The Minnesota Timberwolves, who are playing good this year, they were looked at as the up-and-coming team in the region. But yeah, now the Milwaukee Bucks would have to be a destination that free agents, or those that are going to be free agents on this buyout market, would look at. Now, you mentioned one of the names, Goran Dragic. He's been somebody we've been talking about for a number of days. It looks like DeAndre Bembry is close to a deal with the Bucks, and he was a casualty of that Nets trade, which I think would be a nice piece to add. But there's another guy, Dave, that I really think the Bucks should go after, and he's familiar to Bucks fans. His name is Eric Bledsoe. Now, from what I'm reading, Eric Bledsoe is not in the future plans of Chauncey Billups. Bledsoe made the all-defensive team twice when he was a member of the Bucks. You know, if Milwaukee doesn't need Bledsoe to be a starting guard, right? Drew Holiday's got that, and Grayson Allen looks like he's playing the role for now, fine, in that starting position. If you don't need Eric Bledsoe to be your starting point guard, but you can get this guy off the bench, Dave, I think it makes a ton of sense for the Bucks. He's familiar with the team. He knows the coaching staff, and obviously he can still play. To what level he can still play and for how long is probably why he's been shipped around three times in the last couple of years. But, Dave, would that make sense to you if that, in fact, did happen, Eric Bledsoe coming back to the team?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's got a prior history with the head coach, Mike Budenholzer, who'd been saying enough good things about him just about a week and a half ago when the Bucks played in Portland, when the question was asked about, you know, Eric Bledsoe. Mike Budenholzer went on and on about how much he liked Bledsoe. So, you know, you've got that established history. And again, you're not going to get somebody who is an all-star caliber player in the here and now off of this buyout market. Otherwise, the person wouldn't be available. But you are going to get some guys who could be very good complementary players and fit a role and provide some depth. That's something that the Bucks right now do not have. It's a team that, with those, of course, three roster spots, you can make three signings, and all of a sudden, yeah, you can say all of a sudden you've got a lot of depth, especially when some players start coming back. Because Pat Connaughton, it was good to hear that, you know, when a guy breaks his hand, first thing I'm thinking to myself is 6 to 8 weeks. But the fact that he had surgery, and it was just announced 2 days ago that he's going to be out for only 4 weeks, that's a good result for a guy with that injury. And so he'll be back. But again, to what effect? This is his shooting hand. So when he comes back, how long will it take to get his shooting touch back and shake the rust and that type of thing? Because there's not going to be a ton of time on the back end of that, because here you go. All of a sudden, the playoffs are rolling in a month from now. So they're going to be right around the corner. So, you know, all these things, but to have options, that's what the name of the game is. And I think you have the potential to have a lot of depth, and you could be a pretty scary roster to have to deal with, especially in light of all the things we just talked about, from the Greek Freak out there who just is a magnetic force bringing attention to him. And when he does that, if you've got an open spot all of a sudden, you don't have to be a guy who can create space all the time. You can be someone who can be a catch-and-shoot guy and make some plays. And, you know, I think it's really exciting when you think about all the options that are potentially out there for the Bucks to look at. So, yeah, I'd love to see a guy like Eric Bledsoe come here in a capacity like that. So it'll be fun to watch how this thing plays out.
Oh, Dave, this is the height of fun for those that are fantasy basketball fans or anybody that just loves the NBA for the purposes of its maneuvering and how many different storylines get created in an NBA season. I'm a sucker for it, Dave, and I always have been. You know, Dennis Schroeder's another guy that may be available on that buyout market. So between Dragic and Schroeder and guys like Eric Bledsoe out there, and the fact that the Bucks are seemingly close to DeAndre Bembry, listen, Milwaukee is in some high cotton. Now, Thursday night, Dave, you're back on the call. You'll be hosting, along with the Bucks, the Philadelphia 76ers. who got beat to death last night by Boston, 135-87. I know that James Harden won't play until after the All-Star break, but, Dave, it should be a really interesting game either way. Joel Embiid is, as you've mentioned, one of those odds-on favorites to be the MVP, and that'll be a tough test for the Bucks no matter what. I really appreciate you joining the show, Dave. I know that you're getting up early for us, but it's great talking to you again. Our listeners, they just love having you on, and everybody, I mean everybody to a person, has just thoroughly enjoyed the Bucks radio broadcast this year. You're killing it, dude. Welcome to Wisconsin.
Thanks, Dave. You're kind to say so, and I'm happy to join you. Should be fun on Thursday night to watch those two wide bodies, tall guys go at it. They
yes,
are two
sir.
Forces of nature, and it'll be must see.
All right, Dave. Well, as always, thank you so much. I'll be reaching out to you sometime soon, but have a great next call again Thursday night here on WKTY. Dave Kane has got the call. Bucks hosting the Sixers. Enjoy your the rest of your day, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thanks, Dave. Be well.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Just a great interview, and this guy's just a super, super talented broadcaster. Dave Kane, Bucks radio play-by-play announcer here on WKTY. All right, we're going to step aside, guys and gals. When we come back, wrapping up shop with this morning's potpourri, courtesy of my good buddy, Dr. Andrew Bakken at Bakken Action Chiropractic. Stay tuned.